Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A high-profile Boston labor lawyer is hoping to ride the recent wave of voter discontent into the U.S. Senate. Shannon Liss Reardon has taken on American Airlines, Uber, Lyft, and some other big corporations in court. Now she's taking on incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey, a fellow Democrat who's represented this state in Congress for more than four decades. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on her career and her campaign.
In Shannon Liss Reardon's Back Bay office, there's a sledgehammer leaning against the wall by her desk. It's a memento from the case she says she's most proud of, when she took on American Airlines on behalf of the Skycaps at Logan Airport and won.
The Skycaps are the ones who checked in your bags before you went inside and just helped make your trip a little easier.
Among the ways they were paid was through passenger tips, usually $2 a bag, so a lot of cash was changing hands out on the curb. And American Airlines went after it.
American Airlines, one of the biggest airlines in the world, was brazenly stealing the tips from some of its lowest paid employees. So we took that on and took that case to trial and got American to change their policy in Massachusetts and throughout the country.
She was a fighter. I mean, she was a tough one. She didn't back down at all from the airline.
This is Joseph Travers, one of those Boston Skycaps for whom Liss Reardon advocated. She also represented Travers in a wrongful termination suit for which he won nearly $1 million. So it's not surprising he's happy to support her Senate bid.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I mean, she's someone who can speak for the guy who doesn't have much of a voice, you know, low-wage employees, contracted-out employees, things like that.
Which brings us back to that sledgehammer in Liss Reardon's office. At a rowdy celebration after the Skycaps' legal victory, one of them dubbed her Sledgehammer Shannon, and the name stuck. Over 20 years, she's fought Amazon, Google, FedEx, and Starbucks, as well as Uber and Lyft, winning settlements on behalf of worker drivers in the gig economy. Liss Reardon says these cases have everything to do with why she wants to go to Washington.
The big picture is that there are these big corporations out there, very powerful, who have been writing the rules and rigging the system to fuel their own profits off the backs of working people. And what I've been doing through my career is fighting for regular people.
She says that's a perspective that's missing in Washington. Liss Reardon says she'd push for a higher minimum wage, compel corporations to pay fair wages and benefits while clarifying the line between employee and independent contractor. She also says she'd bring new energy and a different point of view to Washington.
We need more women in Congress. We need more women in the Senate.
Tell me why.
Well, we're facing a war on women today in this country. I've been appalled and shocked and disbelief to see what state after state after state are doing to roll back reproductive rights. And I would fight tooth and nail to stop these attacks on women that we are seeing rising up in our country today.
But there's little light between her policies and Ed Markey's. Markey, too, supports women's reproductive rights, as well as immigrant rights and criminal justice reform. And earlier this year, in a shrewd move to bolster his liberal credentials, Markey teamed up with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to sponsor the Green New Deal.
It doesn't make any difference what the issue is. I just continue to fight.
Markey's office didn't respond to our request to talk to him about Liss Reardon. But last November, he told WBUR that he'll defend his seat by running on his record, including his opposition to President Trump.
I do my best to be at the cutting edge of every issue that affects the state of Massachusetts and our country. And my message is that Donald Trump cannot make America great again by making America hate again.
With a statewide network of support and millions in his campaign war chest, Markey should be tough to beat. On the other hand, he's almost 73 and has been a congressman and senator for a combined 43 years. A Washington insider at a time when lots of voters want change. Nobody knows that better than this guy.
I do believe that the general voting public is very upset. and very motivated and activist, particularly in a Democratic primary.
This is Michael Capuano, the former congressman who was knocked off in a stunning primary upset last September by fellow Democrat Ayanna Pressley. Capuano is not predicting that Liz Reardon will do the same to Markey, but he is saying that opposition to Donald Trump has energized the political base, so incumbents beware.
I think anybody in public office today that gets a legitimate opponent, then the incumbent should be concerned. And that's on both parties anywhere in the nation. And I think my race showed that.
But a key difference in Liz Reardon's challenge is that she'll be running statewide, and she's a political novice. Ayanna Pressley, by contrast, was an experienced politician running in a district where many already knew her as their city councilor. Still, in this era, Ed Markey would be wise to take nothing for granted. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.